Acts chapter 10, verse 43. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth where? Shall have remission of sin. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth what? Wow. How many of you are bearing fruit? Guess what? God wants you to bear more fruit. Now you are clean through what? You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide where?
In me.
And I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? For without me ye can do what?
Nothing.
Without me you can do what?
Nothing.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is what? Withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my what abides in you? Ye shall do what? Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Said, ask whatever you want to, and it'll be done. Ask of me, and I'll give you the nations as an inheritance. I'm about to abide in Christ. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear a little fruit every now and then. God is glorified when you bring in the big haul. So shall ye be my disciples. It says, so shall you be my disciples. More or less, it's saying, this is how you become my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue in my love and keep my what? Ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Say, abide in him. Abide in Christ. Abiding in Christ by the Holy Ghost. Say, commandment. Well, was he talking about the Ten Commandments? Well, sure, he was talking about some of the Ten Commandments. But whatever he says, whatever his will is. Do you know that word? A commandment can also be interpreted precept. Precept. Said, abide in my precept, my concept, my word, or my prescription. He said, listen, if you abide in my word, find out what I'm doing in that season. Find out what God is saying and hang around in it. That commandment or precept. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. Commandments are spoken by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You can't abide in Christ without abiding in the word. There are certain people that are outside of the word and they have difficulty. Now, you can abide in Christ spiritually. Religiously, there are a lot of people say, I'm just abiding in Christ. I don't ever get any of my prayers answered, but I'm still abiding. Well, the Bible says when you abide in Christ, you shall ask whatever you will, and it will be done for you. Is God a liar? No, he's not a liar. He's true. The day is coming when people will get so engrafted into the word, and when you get engrafted into the word of God, you get so far into the will of God, you get in sync with God's will. And when you get in sync with the will of God, you're getting in sync with the logos of God and the purpose of God, and you'll get to the point and say, hey, it's no longer I that liveth, it's Christ that liveth in me. And why is Christ living in me? Because I'm living in his will. Every day I get up, I just get up to do his will. And when you got that determination and when you got that mindset, when everything you've got, it belongs to God, then you can live a kind of life that whatever you ask in his name, he'll do it. This is what God's looking to do in this last age, no matter what it is. Now, we get commandments in several different ways. Everybody wants to say there's only just the 10. No, I tell you what, whatever God says, it's a command. When the anointing of God says it, you better take it as a command from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When God said it's time to get let go and get into the flow of the Holy Ghost, be ye baptized in the Spirit. Be not drunk with the wine of this world, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Do you know that's a commandment? Well, I tell you what, certain people aren't getting their prayers answered because they're not abiding in those commandments. They're wondering why the church can't get things done. Why? Because they refuse to abide in all of the commandments of God. Well, when you abide in that, you can get some stuff done. Now, commandments may come to us in several different ways. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. If a man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Now, was this Jesus speaking? Who was this? This was Paul the Apostle. Fivefold ministry. This was just a fivefold ministry. He said, listen, if you think you're a spiritual, you want to be a prophet, listen, take those things as the command of God and walk with it in the Word. Now, of course, we know anything that they say has got to be in sync with the Bible, in sync with Scripture, but you got to take it as the command of the Lord and walk with it with boldness. Keep my commandments. Do you know the vision is a commandment of God? When there's a Holy Ghost vision that you become a part with, that vision is the logos and the will and the purpose of God. And when you keep the vision, you keep the commandment of God, and you get in sync, a unified body that has the will of God, the mindset of God, they get things accomplished real quick. Angels agree with them. They speak the word that you can't speak a word that you don't know. And when you speak the word of God, the angels hearken to do the will of God. Now also, here's some other people. Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. How many of you are glad to grow up in God? Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. Aristarchus, my fellow, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you receive what? You receive one of them? What? What did they receive? Commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. Well, why were they getting a lot of stuff done back then? We don't hear about this today, do we? We just let people talk to us. We just go to church and they tell you a couple stories, a couple fairy tales. I want to hear the will of God. When I hear the Holy Ghost speak, I just don't want him to tell me a story. I want him to tell me what to do so I can be blessed. I want to tell him, give me something that I can apply my life to, that I can get busy. We're still here. You got to get orders from the Holy Ghost. Well, they were doing so many things in the early church, and we've seen God move. We've seen the church pray and prison doors open. We see the church pray, the dead raised to life again. We see the church pray, the sick healed. Why? With all those things that they asked God to do, it was done so quickly. And today we got to go on, and it's a hit and miss sometime. Why? Because back then we can see in Scripture that the people of God had the word of God, but they also had the commandment of the Lord. God would give them supernatural Holy Ghost assignments, and they took that as what? The Word of God. There are two forms of commandments. How many are glad to hear about commandments? Give me an assignment, Holy Ghost. When I got ordained into the ministry, whatever I came up under, there were people that were in this thing before me. They laid their hands on me and they prayed in the Holy Ghost, and I got the command of the Holy Ghost. That's the word of God for my life. And if I abide in that commandment, if I abide in that calling, I didn't start it, God started. Guess what? Whatever I ask in his name to fulfill that will be done. What God tells you to do, you do that, and the power and the anointing will follow it. But if you go outside of the command of God, do you hear what I'm saying? You won't get your stuff answered. But when you do exactly what God tells you to do, when he tells you to do it, you'll find supernatural power available to you. Well, that's why people can do some strong things for God. You can't do that. Yes, I can. God told me I can. It's a command of God. I'll ask God and he'll do it. You don't got the money to do it. That's all right. God told me to do it. I'll do it. I'll ask heaven and heaven will back up what God wants me to do. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2. That ye be mindful of the words of what? It says that ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. And then it says, and of the what? Of Moses. No, what it says, of the commandments of what? And of the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Thank God that his word was present, and his word was present to heal. What does that mean? The word of the Lord, and the word and the power of God was present to heal. That means that there was a word there. There was a command there. There was assignment there. And whenever you got a word, you got power. And where there is no word, there is no power. God's power will only operate to accomplish his purpose. He gives you just enough to do what he told you to do. And if God told you to do it, he'll give you supernatural provision to do that thing that he's told you to do. And you want to see things sink in, get right in sync with the will of God, and you do the commandment of God, and the supply will be there. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. We're getting ready to get a breed of people. They can get a prayer answered. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his, what? Is a what? And the truth is not in him. You can't know God and not keep his commandments. When you know Jesus, when you know the God that I know, when God manifests himself in that level, you know God, you will keep his commandment. When God says something, you'll do it. And if God told you to do something, you didn't do it, guess what? You don't know him. Why is that you don't know him? Because if you know him, you know that he's all-powerful, that he's the almighty God, that you can trust him and do it. The more that you know of God, the more that you'll be able to do for God. The more that if you know of his integrity, you're able to step out right away. He'll take care of it. There are a lot of people saying a lot of stuff these last days. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his what? And his commandments are not grievous. Not just talking about the Ten Commandments, it's talking about the Word of God. If the Holy Ghost said we need to be in the Word, that's a command of the Holy Ghost. Keep the command of the Holy Ghost. If the Word of God says that we should be praying in the Spirit of God, keep the command of the Holy Ghost. That's where your provision is. Listen, we are in Christ to the level that we keep his commandments that he speaks over our heart. Now, you're going to find these commandments are truly important. This is how we abide in Christ, by keeping his commandments. Not just the Ten Commandments, that's the law. Notice he gave us a new law. He said that if you stay in love, this is a greater commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Well, love is also represented as obedience. That's the command of God, the new command of God. What replaces the Ten Commandments? Listen, follow the Holy Ghost and you'll be able to perform the Ten Commandments and do all things. Keep the command of God. And you won't have the command of God unless you have the Word of God, the will of God. And it's the Holy Ghost that will reveal the Word and the will of God to you. Keep it and you'll find yourself abiding in a supernatural anointed bubble. That's what God is coming after. Now, also Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. That's the ones that were left over after everybody else ran off. Which did what? Kept the commandments of God. Didn't say they kept just the Ten Commandments. We noticed that there were several commandments in the New Testament. Didn't say they kept it just to contend. Most of the time when they're talking about Moses' commandments, even though Moses' commandments were the commandment of God, that was the will of God, but most of the time when they're talking about the law of Moses, they say, Moses gave to us these things. Listen, the commandments of God, basically this word can be interchanged with the Word of God. The will of God, the logos of God, the dabar of God, these are the people that knew the Word and knew the will of God and kept it. This her seed which kept the Word of God or the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The remnant are those that will be able to hold on to a word and not let it go. And you can't hold on to a word, listen, to hold a word or keep a word. Let's go right back to John chapter 14. Now we know in Revelations that Jesus came back for the seed or the remnant of those that kept the word. Well, those that kept the word, that word keep, right back here. 14:23, and Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Keep my words. Now listen, this is what Jesus said. Now those that obey this scripture and keep his word are what he's talking about in the book of Revelation. Do you see that? To those that kept the commandments of God, and here Jesus said, those that love me will keep my what? Commandments. Now to keep, this is what you got to do in order to keep. This word, you can break it down. It says to make note of, to watch, and to serve. You can't keep a word unless, first of all, you make note of it. Remember that the most powerful message, one of my favorite messages around here is, why do I have to take notes in church? Anybody ever heard that one? That's powerful. Why do I have to take notes is extremely powerful. Why? Because it's important to take notes. Get that CD and find out. Because listen, to keep the word, you're not going to be able to keep it. How are you going to hold a word in your heart that you can't put on a notebook? Keep the word. Those that keep the word, it says, first of all, to make note of it, to hold it fast, all right, and not let it escape you, and then you've got to work that word and serve within that word. The word that you serve, or the word that you work, or the word that you apply to yourself, listen, apply is the word that you're able to keep. You can't keep a word dead. Word is life. And the word of God will motivate you to do something. A word will not just stay dormant within you. You got to work the word if you want to keep the word. It means to guard it. So right here in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And right around the end of the book of Revelation, the end of all things just about, Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Let's go there. It says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that do what? Keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Say, I'm going to keep the commandments, the word, and also the faith. You got to keep the word and the faith in this last day, because that's what God is coming back for. And those are the ones that will be victorious. I tell you what, those victorious saints are just not people that said a little sinner's prayer 30, 40 years ago. The remnant seed are those that kept the command of God. Not those that just said something and let it and forgot about it later on. The saints are those that hear the Holy Ghost and abide by what they hear and they do something. You hear what I'm saying? That's religion that people get caught up into. But the sons that are filled with the Holy Ghost will do Holy Ghost things. You better keep the word to be one of the remnant. You got to keep the command of God. You got to keep the will of God. And you got to keep it active within you. God's coming back for a church without spot nor wrinkle. He's coming back for people that know the word of God, that are doing the will of God, that are doing the work of God. Now, we said earlier, whosoever believeth in me. This is a little revy right here. I want you to think about it. Now, we're talking about within Christ indwelling us, or in, you know, within, seated in Christ, or the Spirit within us. Now, if you go to John chapter 3, verse 15, whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Now, as I was studying this by the scripture, the Holy Ghost, I just got a revy on this, and it started, and I saw this. You know, you read certain things just come at you. When you study with the Holy Spirit, the Bible says the Holy Ghost will teach you things. And Jesus said, read it again. So I read it again. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You're going to get a revelation of in him. Now listen. He said, those that are believing, that are living by faith in his word, will not perish. Not just believing that he exists. See, we take this out of context that those that believe in him, well, I believe in, you know, there may be, I believe in Santa Claus. This is not the same thing that Jesus is talking about, said those that believe in him. See, even the devils believe in him. Even the devils believe that there's a God, but they're not going to get saved, are they? Those that believe in him and those that have faith, you got to believe, you got to be. Notice that it said that those that kept the word and had the faith of Jesus. In Revelations, in the book of Revelation, it says they had the faith of Jesus, but they also kept the word. Whosoever believeth. Thank God for the revelation of faith. It's real, it's active, it's powerful, and it's necessary. It's for every believer today. And if somebody comes to God against your faith, they're coming against your life support. Those that believe in him should not perish. I find out that you will have life and life more abundantly when you're trusting in God, living by faith in the will of the Holy Ghost. Every day you get up, you're doing what God wants you to do by faith. That is believing, living a life of belief in him. Therefore, I will not perish. I'll be able to do what I want to do. Why? Because even though I'm in the world, I'm not of the world, because I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm believing in Christ. The thing that I'm believing in, the anointing that I'm walking in, is on its way to glory, and I'm in the middle of it, and I'll get there. I was in the car. I said, listen, we're in this car right now. In this car, you have to look at it this way. You can get on in the car, and you got to take it this way. The car would represent the Spirit or the will of God. or the purpose of God or the anointing of God for that season. You are within the car. The car is on its way to blessing. The difference with this is that car is going to get there whether you're in it or not. But whether you're going to get there or not, the car will arrive to blessing. The will of God, it's on its way to the blessing of God. The will of God is on its way to the provision of God. The will of God is on its way to the manifestation of God. You just get in the middle of the will. You just get in the car. Get in the purpose of God. Get in the plan of God. Get into what God's doing. It's time to let go and get into the flow. Say, what do you mean get into the flow? Get into what God is doing and surround yourself in it. Just get in the midst of it. And when you get that thing, will take you right to blessing. Right to blessing. Don't get there by yourself. Get into God and God will take you to blessing. He's coming back for a church. Notice that in the Bible, he didn't say just believers. Didn't say just believers. He's coming back to rapture a church. Those that are within the house. Those that are within the will of God. And the church represents one. Christ. The body of Christ. It's a God thing. God's teaching us how not to perish, but how to have everlasting life. I can survive this thing. I can make it. You can make it too. Listen, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have that everlasting supernatural life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. See, you can believe that there was a Jesus. There were a lot of people that believed that Jesus was the Lord, the Christ, the Son, and King, but they would not submit to him. It's not enough just to believe that God, that Jesus is God. You got to believe that he's God, but he also got to be the Lord of your life. Jesus is either Lord of all or not Lord at all. Amen. See, many people think, I believe in God. Well, that's not good enough. Even the devils in hell believe in God. You got to believe in him enough to serve him, to follow him, and to keep his commandment and to keep his word. And that makes a difference. Pharaoh believed in God. He knew that God was doing all those things. He still drowned in the Red Sea. Do you hear what I'm saying? You better not. See, there are a whole lot of saints out there. Or ain'ts or whatever it is. And they're out there and they think that just because they know that there's a God, they experience God in some future time, everything's okay. You better be in the will of the Holy Ghost. You better be in the Word. You got to be in the command of God. Be in the ark, the provision. Be in Jesus. Be in Christ. Don't come with your work undone. Don't let Christ come and you be out of sync. You better be in the house. Be in the center of the will of God. Don't just be in church. You better be in the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. When Jesus comes, I want to be right smack in the middle of his will so he knows where to find me. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How are you glad you're believing in Christ? Amen. We must believe within Christ. Are you catching that? We must be believing within Christ, and Christ is another word for anointing. See, many times we get them. There are two things that you got to do, and I find myself, you know, as we mature in Christ, we learn certain things, how to make our faith work and how to do certain things better. And many times we have faith, but we don't know where to apply our faith. But when you get the two at the same time, when you know what God wants to do with your life, you know what the word is for the season, and then you put your faith to that. Things happen. We must be believing within Christ. Those that are living by faith within the utterance or the command of God will not perish. Did you hear that? Those that are living by faith within the utterance, which is the word, and the command of God will not perish. Nothing dies within the word of God. The word of God is a fortress that will protect from all harm. Jesus is the word of God. Jesus is the will of God. When we are in the will of God, we are in Christ. Now, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his what? In Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are the dogs and the sorcerers and the whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, isn't that good? He said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you, unto these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Blessed are they that keep his commandment. And you won't be able to keep a commandment that you don't hear. Now, to keep his commandments, we said earlier tonight that when we keep God's commandments, keep represents one. We are to do these things. One, guard the word. How many of you know that as soon as a word is sown in somebody's heart, the devil is right there to steal that word? The devil's right there to steal that word. You know, you hear a word and somebody say, I don't know if I believe all that. The devil. Seed sown. You've got to guard the word of God. You've got to guard the word of God. That's one key. You guard it. Listen. Also, to prevent escaping. Don't prevent your flesh to escape the word of God. What does that mean, escape the word? We got to understand that the word of God is the logos. His word is powerful. It's living. And you will find that you know the word. You live in the word. You got to prevent yourself from escaping the word of God for your life. The will of God for your life. That's how you keep the word. It implies a fortress or full military lines. That's how you keep the word of God. Say, I'm not going to come out of the will of God. There was a song they used to sing in my church. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. It's the will of God that's the safest place. You got to keep the word of God. Don't let go of his word. The Bible says he sent his word and healed their disease. There's a will of God for you that will heal every one of your infirmities. Don't be afraid to do what God tells you to do. When you do what God tells you to do, healing will come. Things will come in sync. The devil will tell you it'll all fall apart. It will come together. The safest place is in the will of God. Don't let the world take you captive. Get the will of God straight first. Then if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you. Get the will of God for your life and live there. Also, it means to keep full military lines, to note a prophecy or fulfill a command. That's how you keep it. That means to note a prophetic utterance. Thank God for prophetic utterances. It says to hold fast, to preserve, and to serve, or to watch. I thank God for the word of God that abides on the inside of us, that will protect us and keep us. How many have revelation knowledge? How many really know that God is speaking to you? How many of you know that God is speaking to you and you're ready to do it? God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you throughout all time. When God's trying to, you hear it in your ears. Hear the word. It will build a strong foundation on the inside of your heart and you'll start to manifest for you. Why don't you stand up right where you are? How many are ready to manifest God? How do we manifest God? I mean, God's just building a case. I've been in this thing for 20 years and never thought about some of this stuff like this. Amen. Thank God that he's ready to do something. There's a time and a season for everything. He reveals himself. When God is making things biblically clearer to us, that means he wants to do more. He wants to do more. He wants to do more. And get these scriptures inside. Listen, it says, unless a man abide in me and I in ye, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the branch. Listen. Christ is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Are we being stretched any? Are we being stretched a little bit? And I've always learned, when I study that word, I said, well, he's the Bible. Well, of course the Bible is inspired, the only infallible inspired Word of God. I tell you what, but before we had revelation of that, he was still there. He was still there. The will of God, the logos, is the mindset and the intention and the plan of God. He is the spoken word, okay? So listen, Jesus is the word and the will of God in action. And he said, if any man abide in me. When you saw Jesus in a natural physical body, that was the mindset, that was God. In the beginning was the word. What that means is in the beginning is what God wanted to do. That was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was just the will of God. what God wanted to do. And what God wanted to do put on flesh. The will of God manifested flesh and walked among us. Now listen, that will and that purpose turned into what we experience as the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That is the same Jesus. Jesus is the power of God. The Holy Ghost is the power of God in demonstration. And when you're in the move of God, when you, God is powerful. He is broad. He is big. You are in the middle of Jesus. When you're doing what God wants you to do, you're in Christ. You're in Him. You're in Him. You're in Him. When the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on you, what is it? Is that just electricity? That is Jesus. That is Jesus. That is Jesus. That is the power of God. That is the power of God. Now listen, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Now listen, we want to be fruitful. And the only way to get fruitful is to get the will of God. To get the word of God. Jesus is the will and the word of God. Get in the will of God. Find out what God wants to do. Get in there and abide in there. And guess what? We're going to see fruit. 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 I don't care if nobody else wants to go there. You get right in the middle there and watch what God does. Watch what God does. Watch what the Holy Ghost does when we find out, Lord, I submit to your will. I submit to your way. I'm going to do it no matter what anybody says. I will not be moved. I will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I will not be moved, and I shall bring forth fruit in my season. Except no man can bear fruit except it abide in me. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, nothing else but the word of God, no other desire, no other scheme, no other plan, no other agenda, nothing but the word of God. That's how Jesus was able to say the world has no place in me, and it's just Jesus. Then you will ask whatever you will and it will be done for you. Thank you.